Praise God. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, thank you for your cross. Thank you for your great love. Lord, the remnants of bread and the cup, it is representing our Lord Jesus Christ will come soon. We are submitting ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for that great hope, Lord. You will come back. When we are in this earth, what a great blessing in our life to meditate about your cross, your love. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Before I'm going to share the word, I invite Brother Chima to come forward and pray for the word. Thank you.
Our Father, we thank you and bless you because you are wonderful. We thank you because you are glorious. We thank you for your amazing grace always with us. And even now as we approach you, Lord, and approach your word, we ask that you will send us the rain of your word, the rain of wisdom, the rain of your power, the rain of your glory. The Bible says you sent your word and it brought healing and delivered everyone from their destruction. Let our word come this morning, the word that provokes signs and wonders, the word of increase, the word of hope, a word of encouragement. Let your word come like fire. Let your word flow from this altar. Let it break every siege over the enemy. Let it break every hold. Let it inspire. Let it, oh God, upbraid. Let it bring renewal and revival. Let the power of your word come forth even now. We give you praise and glory, and we give you honor because you are able to do signs and wonders beyond what we can even imagine and put in words. Even now, move through this space, both here and online, upon, oh God, the lives of everyone who hears this word. And let, oh God, the miracle start now and continue all through the week. Let us come back next Sunday thanking you for the grace that flowed through your word. Thank you once again. Let your mighty hand be upon your son. And fire up, oh God, all the graces that you have put in him. That we may hear you. That we may know you. That we may encounter you through your word. Just like you did, oh God, to your son Isaiah. Said the word of the Lord which Isaiah saw. Open our eyes that we may see exactly what is being said. Let your word be real and tangible. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chima. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Thank you, worship team. Bless you all. It was a powerful presence of God. When I'm standing here, I'm so happy because my mentor, Angie Taylor, and Sister Susan is there. When I was sitting there, I was so happy to see you there. Pastor Andy and Susan, they were ministering in Crew New Life Ilim Church. What a blessed time this is. It is a really a great blessing for me. I'm seeing you both here. And our Pastor Jim will come back tomorrow. It will be like a pressure relief. I prayed to the Lord, Lord, nothing need to happen in these 2 weeks. I was praying from the bottom of my heart. And I asked you, Brother Chris, if something will happen, you are the injured, not me. Anyway, God is good, isn't it? God is good. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Pastor Jim said to me, you can share about Rediscover anything. Okay? Today, we are going to talk about rediscover our Lord's power. Our Lord's power. Okay, let us turn our Bible into the Gospel of Mark chapter 5. Mostly I would like to share from the Gospel of Mark chapter 5. Our Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ has victory over demons, diseases, and death. Jesus Christ has victory over demons. We can see in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, verses from 1 till 20. We can see there, in Gadarene, a demonic man got healed. Here we can see this man was controlled by demons. This man was dwelling among the tombs and mountains. Many people tried to bind him with chain, but there was no use He broke it. Constantly, day and night, he was screaming among the storm and the mountains. This man hurt himself with stones. He lost his self-control. The citizens in that place, they lost their peace. This man was a problem maker in that whole area. But when Jesus Christ stepped into the land of Gadarene, the demon-possessed man recognized that Jesus, the Son of Most High, was there. The demon came out and said, "Send us to the pigs so that we may enter them." Jesus gave the permission. That was not one demon, but legion. Do you know, the legion means a large number of men. That was a military term. Large number of demons, they were controlling this man. It is so sad. This man was controlled by thousands of demons. Jesus Christ cast out the legions from this man. The man, he received the healing and accepted the Savior. Do you know, the name of Jesus, it is a name above all names. When we are praying in the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter where we are standing. It doesn't matter, are we praying for someone directly or indirectly. Our God can do something great. You know, few days before, one person rang me and asked to me, "Will you please pray for my wife?" I said, "Brother, now I'm in Hanley. I'm in Hanley City Center. It's okay. Probably when you, I will pray through the phone, you can hear some disturbance. But if you will believe, God can do something great." I was searching the place to stand there. I went to one area. A few African brothers and sisters, they were sharing the gospel and preaching the gospel. It was amazing. I can't go that area. And I went to another area. The people, they were selling the goods. At last, I just stood nearby the Barclays Bank. And I said to the brother, "Brother, not because I'm going to pray for your wife, because of the one name, his name is Jesus, through that name, if you believe, your wife can receive the healing." He said, "Yes, I do." I hold my fourth one, Elizabeth, in my hand. And I prayed a short prayer. I can hear that sister start to vomit. And few hours after, he rang me and said to me, "Pastor, do you know, from few days, my wife can't sleep properly. But after that prayer, within an hour, she start to sleep." The name of Jesus Christ have amazing power. Praise God. It doesn't matter, are we praying for someone through the phone or directly. That name can do something great in our life, in our society. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 18 till 20 says, as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. This incident is unreal for few people, but it is real for many mission fields and other places. Just before this incident, Jesus and his disciples faced the strong wind in the sea on the way to Gadarene. Jesus Christ rebuked the wind, which was originated from the devil. Jesus Christ has authority over nature. Nothing could stop Jesus from going to that graveyard and bringing deliverance to the man. No one wanted to speak to this demon-possessed man. But Jesus Christ graciously came to him with love and care. The love of Lord Jesus Christ. Which changed that man's life. When we all are sitting today morning here, how much we can praise our God. Because Lord Jesus came to us with his love and care indeed. Praise the Lord. This demon-possessed man became an evangelist in the land of Decapolis. This man became one of the earliest missionaries among the Gentiles. Our Savior lifted him out from that graveyard to God's kingdom. This problem maker became the gospel preacher. This neglected man was accepted by heaven through our Savior. This unloved man was loved by the Lord Jesus. We believe that many Gentiles came to the Lord through this missionary. Are you neglected in your street? Are you neglected in your family? Are you a question mark in front of anyone? Savior can, the Lord Jesus Christ can change your life. God can change your mess into a message. Our Lord Jesus Christ has victory over demons. Today as well, the power of this word of God is giving deliverance for many people. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Second thing, Jesus Christ has victory over diseases. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses from 22, we can see Jairus, the synagogue official, came and fell at Jesus' feet. He prayed for his little girl's healing because his daughter was at the point of death. Jesus went with Jairus. This girl was 12 years old. On the way to Jairus' house, the lady with hemorrhage from 12 years took a step of faith. This woman consulted with many doctors and had no solution for her issue. She spent everything she had. She almost lost her strength. She was struggling from this issue many years. And she lost her confidence. This woman was socially neglected because of the religious laws at that time. But Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 27 till 30 says, Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses from 27 till 30. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, I just touched his clothes, I will be healed. The word of God, the Bible is saying, immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? How she took the step of faith. Someone went and shared about Jesus Christ to her. Yesterday, by the grace of God, from our church, we went to Gloucester. We shared the gospel there. That was a great blessing for that young church. After that meeting, that church took a decision. In regular basis, we want to go and share the gospel into the street. Someone want to share this good news with others. Yesterday, by the grace of God, God used our youth, our brother Ayo, brother Tony, everyone in a powerful way in the street of Gloucester. Gospel means not to just hold this in our hand. Gospel means go and spill it. We need to share the good news about Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. She heard about Jesus. Faith is coming by hearing, indeed, hearing the word of God. Because of the action with the faith, this woman received the heavenly healing. When we are sharing the word of God, when we are hearing the word of God, when we are reading the word of God, this word of God have amazing power. A few years before, one of the sister from our church, she was struggling with a terrible bleeding. She can't stand. She can't do any work. She can't go anywhere. Her husband asked to her to share your problem with the church and they will pray. She didn't share with anyone, but she prayed like this, Lord, today is Saturday. We have a prayer meeting in the church. You can do something great in my life. She came for the Saturday meeting. When the worship team was leading the worship, they were leading the worship. She personally experienced the presence of God. She recognized someone is touching her. She opened her eyes and no one nearby her. Again, she started to worship the God. She experienced the tangible presence of God in that spot. Immediately, she felt something happened in her body. After that meeting, she went and checked. That bleeding stopped there. God can do the wonderful things today as well. Not because of our grammar, not because of our prayer style, because of the power of the word of God. Amen. When other helpers failed in her life, she received the healing from her Savior. Jesus Christ honored her faith. He opened a platform for her to declare her faith. This woman received the healing and salvation in the same day. Praise God. Our Lord has victory over diseases. Different people have different degrees of faith in their life. It doesn't matter what degree of faith we have today. Let us call our Lord's name. Praise God. He can deliver us. He can heal us. The third thing is Jesus Christ has victory over death. It is not a simple thing. A religious official came to Jesus. He came to Jesus publicly. At that time, most of the religious leaders were against the teaching of Jesus. When Jesus heard about Jairus' little daughter, he went with him. But when Jesus stopped to heal the woman, Jairus received a negative news from his family. Gospel of Mark chapter 5 verses 35 and 36 it says. Gospel of Mark chapter 5 verses 35 and 36. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe." When Jesus heard this negative news, Jesus said the word of faith to Jairus. In the midst of the negative news, let us proclaim the word of faith. Praise God. Jesus and his disciples reached Jairus' house. The people were crying and wailing loudly. When Jesus saw them all, Jesus said the word of hope. "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." In the midst of mourning, Jesus said the word of hope. In the sight of Jesus, death is asleep. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses from 13 to 18 says, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." What a great blessed word it is indeed. When Jesus said the word of faith, the people, they laughed at him. After he put them all out, Jesus took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. Then Jesus said the word with power to the dead little girl. Jesus said, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Get up. Immediately, the girl stood and walked around. The little girl not only came back to life, but she was also healed completely. Jesus turned their mourning into dancing. Our Jesus Christ has power over demons, diseases, and death. His name be glorified. In Psalms chapter 138, 3 says, on the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Because of that experience, King David is saying in Psalms chapter 138, 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand, you save me. When we are learning about these three people, the demon-possessed man, the lady with the hemorrhage, and the little girl. You know, in a certain time, they physically descend. But when Jesus Christ interfere in their life, they spiritually ascend. Are you with me? If anyone in this room, if you are physically descended, call the name of Jesus. He is ready to lift you up. If you have any physical descent, get ready for your spiritual ascent. Praise God. Let us rediscover our Lord's power. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. No one can stop that power. No demonic kingdom can stop it. No emperors can stop it. Sister Julie, she shared a small testimony here, indeed. We all are standing here because he is good, because of his power. Let us all stand in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hurala Shaitala Kasia. Let us close our eyes this time. This time, Brother Chris, will you please come forward? Let us pray. Get ready for your spiritual ascent. Get ready for your healing. Get ready for something new Holy Spirit want to do in your life. It doesn't matter how old you are facing this issue. 10 years, 12 years, 5 years, 1 year, doesn't matter. Jesus Christ, he is same yesterday, today, and forever. This is his church. We all are belongs to him. Lord Jesus Christ can do something great in our life. Let us rediscover our Lord's power. Let us pray. This time, Brother Chris is going to pray.
Our gracious Lord and Savior, thank you, Lord, that you have power over in all domains, that nothing is too powerful to stand against you. We thank you, Lord, that you have authority over all things, that, Lord, your name is glorified in all things.
But, Lord, we recognize that we must give ourselves over to you as well,
that we must recognize your power in our lives, your authority to do what you will, for the goodness of us. Lord, we pray that you will bless us, that you will keep us, that you will help us to understand your authority, that you will help us to surrender ourselves to you, Lord, through the power and presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. We thank you for Pastor's word this morning, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement it brings and the challenges it brings. But Lord, we thank you most of all because you are on the throne, that nothing can stand against you, no powers, no principalities, that you, Lord, are sovereign. Help us to recognize that you are sovereign in our lives, Lord, and help us to surrender our thoughts and our minds unto you, because we ask it in Jesus' name, in the powerful name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.